You're listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me looking gravy, baby.
Well, we're going to stick around Chicago for a few more weeks. There are so many musicians from that area in the blues genre that it's almost impossible to cover them all and give them all their due credit. We're going to start today with an artist named Chester Arthur Burnett. He was actually from West Point, Mississippi, and was born on June 10, 1910. The music that he really favored was that of Mississippi Sheiks, Lonnie Johnson, Blind Lemon Jefferson, Tampa Red, Blind Blake. He actually learned a few licks from Charlie Patton himself, who was one of the very earliest Mississippi Delta blues artists. Most people know Chester Burnett as Howlin' Wolf. And although he certainly musically was equal to the rival Chess artist Muddy Waters, Wolf's records really didn't sell as well. How Many More Years reached number 8 on the Billboard charts in 1951. He had Smokestack Lightning. And like Muddy Waters, Wolf was successfully toured overseas, captured a lot of the late 60s blues revival in the U.S. He had a very commanding physical presence. I mean, he stood 6'3", he weighed 275 pounds. And he would, you know, waggle his microphone. He could do some moves that you wouldn't think a man that big could do. And his voice was dark, brooding, vibrantly rich, and immediately recognizable. It wasn't pretty by any means, but a great blues voice. So we're going to start out with a few songs from Howlin' Wolf here today on Cruisin' the Blues.
Some folk feel like that, but the way I'm built, don't you call me fat, because I'm built for comfort. I ain't built for speed, but I got it to say, all in a good gun. Baby, you got to take your time, because I'm built for comfort. I ain't built for speed, but I got everything, all the good girl.
Howlin' Wolf went from Mississippi to West Memphis, Arkansas in 1948, where he held down a disc jockey spot for KWEM, and he formed a band there. And in 1951, he began recording for Sam Phillips at Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. Sam, shortly after that, released some of his material to Chess Records in Chicago. And in 1952, Howlin' Wolf moved to Chicago. Chicago was primarily his home. He did some tours in Europe, but he loved Chicago. After about 20 years, his health started getting the best of him. And on January 10th, 1976, he passed away. He left behind quite a legend in the blues world, though. We're going to play one more tune from Howlin' Wolf. This is a famous one that other bands have done. You might recognize it. The name of the song is The Killing Floor. The Killing Floor was in reference to the slaughtering yards, the livestock slaughtering yards that there was in Chicago at that time. And it was absolutely a horrible place to work and be employed. So we're going to listen to this one more tune by Howlin' Wolf on Cruisin' the Blues. According to Eric Clapton, John Mayer, and the late Stevie Ray Vaughan, Buddy Guy is the greatest blues guitarist of all time. And you know what? He was a major influence on guys like Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck. Buddy Guy is basically an embodiment of Chicago blues. He has quite a story. I'm actually going to dedicate an entire program to Buddy Guy coming up here in the following weeks. We're going to hear four tunes from Buddy Guy right now. First one is a very early Chess recording from an album he had called I Was Walking Through the Woods. The song is entitled My Time After a While. We're going to follow that with a Grammy nominee song called Damn Right I've Got the Blues. Then a song that was on his Living Proof album called 74 Years Young. And we're going to end with a song from his Grammy award-winning album in this year, 2016, which is Born to Play Guitar, a song called Turn Me Wild. Buddy Guy on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Stop! got the blues. You damn right I got the blues. You damn right I got the blues. You damn right I got the blues. Yeah. I'm 74 years young. There ain't nothing I haven't done. I've been a dog and I've been a tomcat. I chased some tails and I left some tracks. I still know how to have my fun, 'cause I'm 74 years young. Got a few good tricks up my sleeve. I know everything that a good woman needs. They show respect and I treat them right. They all keep coming back night after night. When it comes to loving, I ain't never done. I'm 74 years young. Been all around the world, everywhere's home. Drink wine with kings and the Rolling Stones. I got a few scars from the battles I won, 'cause I'm 74 years young. We'll be right back. line. I didn't do no midnight creeping. When I was young, I stayed in line. Didn't do no midnight creeping. My mama had a broomstick beside the bed. Let me tell you, it wasn't for sweeping. I never took a lesson. I didn't learn nothing from a book. No, I never took a lesson. When it come to the blues, I do my own kind of messing. Inside my soul, the blues done turned me wild. It's got deep down in my soul. Yeah, I get like an old hound dog waiting on a rabbit you. You just hope someday they do. You can't pick how people remember you. You just hope someday they do. But I still got more to say. People, I ain't never through. Down in my soul. Let me tell you. Hey, the blues done turned me wild. Dug deep inside my soul. I'm like an old hound dog. Inside.